Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So welcome to the 2025 European Young People's Conference. So my name is Rodrigo Montero. I was here the last year, and I'm very happy to be with you again this year. And as we were singing this song, I realized that this song actually has all the words that I want to speak to you tonight. I'm going to speak to you about one word in the Bible that is mentioned at least four times. And I'm going to give you the four references if you want to write it down. This is a very precious word from the Lord. And I think this word is very related to the burden of this conference. So this word is first in the Psalm 95. And then it's mentioned three times in the New Testament. In the book of Hebrews, chapters 3 is mentioned two times, and in chapter 4 is mentioned one time. But I'm not going to give you the word yet, okay? I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this first word in Psalms. You know, if you read Psalms 95, the psalm is starting in a very positive way. This psalm starts saying, "Come, let us sing for joy to Jehovah." Actually, we just did this. We sing to the Lord with joy. And then he continues, "Let us make joyful song to the rock of our salvation." Praise the Lord. And he continues telling us very positive things until you get to verse 7. And this is my burden tonight, brothers and sisters. When it gets to verse 7, in the book of Hebrews, it says that the Spirit is leading this psalmist to change the tone. Everything is going well, but then when he gets to verse 7, especially in the second half, the Spirit gives a warning to us. And this is what it says, okay? I want you to pay attention to this portion of the Bible, okay? It says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart." I'm going to repeat that. Today. Praise the Lord for today. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. And then he says, "As in the day of Massah," "your hearts at Meribah, and in the days of Massah in the wilderness." Let me give you a little of a context. So as I mentioned, the psalm is starting in a very positive way. But then in this point of the psalm, the psalmist says, pay attention to something. There's something that happened in this place called Meribah. Actually, these two words, Meribah and Massah, is a word that Jehovah actually named that day. Something happened that day, and those words means contention. So let me give you a little bit of the background so that you can pick up the burden for this conference. When the people of Israel were in Egypt, God came to Moses. He appeared to him. And actually, this is a principle. Every time that God appeared to us, he speaks to us. For example, if someone comes and visits you at home, I think if a friend comes to your house, I don't think you open the door and you just look at each other. You don't say anything and he just leaves. That never happened. You know, that will be a little weird, right? You know, God is not weird. When God appeared to us, he always speaks something. So when he appeared to his people, to Moses, he spoke a promise to him. He said, "I want to take you and these people out of Egypt, and I'm going to take you all the way to a good land." I will say, once God appeared to us, what happened is he disappears. And now what we have is his word. So now that we have his word, we need to exercise faith. We need to believe that whatever happens from that moment you receive the word until he fulfills his word, we need to trust in his word. So what happened here is we have God's people. God did a lot of things, a lot of miracles, a lot of activity. 10 plagues. He took them out of Egypt. They get to the wilderness. And then one day, they get to this place where they didn't have water. And they start complaining. And if you read the book of Numbers, Moses said that they complain so much, they start a contention to the point that Moses said, they were almost ready to stone me. And not only that, after they were ready to stone Moses, they said this. They said, is Jehovah with us or not? Is Jehovah with us or not? And then if you come to the book of Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, Jehovah said that he was not happy with that. Because that day, it was not only a contention, but actually that day, they tested Jehovah. In which way? You know, if you read the Old Testament, the story ends in a happy way. It says that there was that contention. They tested Jehovah. The next point, he asked Moses, just gather some elders. Come to this stone and hit the stone, and he did it, and water flowed. Praise the Lord. And you will say, okay, the story ends very well. Well, now let's go to the book of Hebrews. When you come to the book of Hebrews, we see that the real problem was not the water. The real problem was not that they were thirsty. But when you come to verse 12 in Hebrews, let's go all, if you have your Bible. Actually, let's go to Hebrews 3:10. So we come Hebrews to 10. So that it says, therefore I was displeased with this generation, and I said, they always go astray in their heart. So actually in the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews tells us what was the real condition of God's people at that moment. It was not just that they were thirsty, but their heart started going astray. You know that word means they start separating from God. Then in verse 12, it tells us exactly what was their condition. It says, beware brothers, and I will add sisters, beware brothers and sisters. Let perhaps there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. So at the beginning of this conference, brothers and sisters, we hope that none of us have a heart of unbelief. Amen. God gave us his word. Amen. You know, it's very interesting. That happened that day with the people of Israel. So now you come to the book of Hebrews. Now these are new believers. And Paul noticed that these ones started their Christian life in a very positive way. They exercised faith to believe that Jesus is the Lord. And you know, these were Hebrews. It was hard for them to believe, but they did. The same as you and me. All of us were starting this positive way. God gave us a promise. But the question is, how is our heart today? How is our heart at the beginning of the conference? It says, be careful that your heart don't be hardened. You know, something that makes our heart harden is to stop believing. So this conference, we hope that we believe his word. Because this whole conference is on the word, on the living and abiding word of God. So what we have today, even when we cannot see God, we have his word. We have his promise. And we should always keep, as we sing, a soft heart toward the Lord. So I have a prayer tonight for all of us. Maybe you can repeat, you can do it in your own language. And let's just pray. Lord Jesus, grant me a soft heart. Grant me a soft heart toward you. and toward your word. So then if you continue reading, you know, it says that in Psalms 95, when that happened, it's like if the heavens with all their blessing close. You know, if you read the story of God's people, only from all that generation, only two got into the good land. Why? Because since that day, many of them hardened their heart. But on the other hand, the Spirit, and this is what the life study of Hebrews says, this word today, praise the Lord for today. Even when the situation was in a sad way, the Spirit still say today. That means there's a day. And then Paul in Hebrews said the same thing. As long as it's today. So, the Spirit is speaking to us tonight. If our heart is hardened, you know, sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes we know that maybe it's not too hard, but at the same time we can say, I feel that my heart is not soft. So it doesn't matter the condition of your heart as long as it's today. If you hear His voice, young people, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. You know, brothers and sisters, Christians are not Christians of yesterday. Whatever happened before tonight is yesterday. Hallelujah. And also, we are not believers of tomorrow, because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. Believers are believers of today. So as long as we have today, what about we all say today? Today. Again. Today. Say it to the next person next to you. Today. To the other person. Today. As long as we have today, we can still hear His voice. So this whole conference, brothers and sisters, we're going to cover the Word. You know, at the end of chapter 4 of Hebrews, after he speaks about today, giving us hope, even if our heart is hardened, in chapter 4, verse 12, he starts talking about the Word. And he compared this Word as a two-edged sword that can divide the spirit from the soul. Why? Because as I mentioned, all of us will start our Christian life in a very positive way. We receive the Word. But as we are living the Christian life and even the church life, if we are not careful and we let our thoughts come in, things may happen, like with these ones. They didn't have water, just a little problem. We start doubting. And these doubts start mingled with our spirit. And we wake up one day and do we still believe? And we may even say the same thing. Is Jehovah really with us? Is Jehovah really with me? The answer is yes. But the only way to really say yes is if the Word of God comes as this two-edged sword and divide your soul from your spirit. So we hope that this whole week, as you are listening the Word of God, the Word come and divide your soul from your spirit. So that you exercise your spirit of faith. And you can declare, and maybe we can all declare tonight, today, if I hear His voice, I will not harden my heart. What about we end? I will end with this. What about we all declare this together? Today? Okay, today. If you hear your voice, do not harden your heart. Lord, we love you. We love your word. We consecrate this whole week to you. To you and your word. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord cover us this whole week. That we don't be like the people of Israel. We don't be like the people of the book of Hebrews. But as believers in the New Testament, be believers of today. We be believers that have a soft heart toward the Lord. And that we can declare as long as it's today. As long as it's today. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord cover us this week. Amen.